Moving on now, Israel has carried out a number of airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip. Warplanes reportedly hit a target in the north of the coastal enclave. Israelis say they launched the assaults in response to an earlier rocket attack on Israel's south. Tel Aviv claims the rocket was fired from Gaza. No damage or injury was reported following that attack. Palestinian Hamas movement and the Islamic Jihad have not yet issued any comments in connection with the assault. Well, for the latest on this, let's talk to Press News' Ashraf Shannon, our correspondent in Gaza. Ashraf, over to you. Tell us more about these incidents.
Yes, Hassan, the Israeli Air Force fired at least two rockets on an agricultural area east of the northern Gaza Strip town of Beth Hanun just after midnight. Israel says the rocket attack was in response to a homemade rocket that was fired from the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian resistance factions in Gaza did not react to that alleged rocket attack, although one group, a Takfir group, said that they launched the rocket. Now, many people here and many analysts are saying, and even the factions are saying, that Israel is helping some groups in Gaza to launch rockets towards Israel in order to break the truce that ended the last year's war on Gaza, in order to probably start a new war on the Gaza Strip. The last war already claimed the lives of around 2,200 Palestinians, including hundreds of children and women. Now, whenever the Palestinian resistance factions fire rockets, there is agreement between them. But what's happening in the last few weeks and the last month is just some small group is claiming responsibility for those rockets that are being fired, and no official Palestinian faction has claimed responsibility for it.
And how are Palestinians embracing the holy month of Ramadan, considering the dire straits they're in?
Well, this is the thing, that it's almost a year since Israel started the war in Gaza. The last holy month of Ramadan, people were having their sahur and their iftar meals under Israeli bombardment. And now with this Israeli airstrikes in northern Gaza, this is just making the people of Gaza panic, because we remember that most of the attacks that were taking place during the last war were taking place around this time of night in order to claim as much casualties as possible.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Impressive. He's Ashraf Shannon, giving us the latest from Gaza. Thanks, Sir Ashraf, and stay safe.